Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, State of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open this broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 9th day of April, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 54 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 63 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and 27 for a low. So, I mean, it's high desert. I mean, we're right on the edge of it. Warm up in the day and freeze your death at night. Part of the fucking action here. Anyways, we'll get to the Ministry of Lies, alternate controlled opposition propaganda in just a minute.
Kings and queens and guillotines, taking lives denied. Scotching parchment, lady lords, when bishops took the ride over to the sea.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's head on over to the propaganda. You cannot get a state contract in 37 states of America unless you pledge allegiance to Israel. And this is a video. And it's a short video, and it just makes it short and sweet. Whose fucking country is this? Some foreign fucking goddamn king, some foreign fucking national is fucking telling you you got to swear allegiance to a foreign fucking motherfucker. Oh, that would be surrendering your fucking rights, too. I'll tell you what, Netanyahu, you motherfucker, your days are coming. Netanyahu says there is a date for Rafah invasion. Well, of course there fucking is. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that there is a date, quote, there is a date set for Israel's plan to attack the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah, but did not share when it would be. This victory requires, entry into Rafah and the elimination of the terrorist battalions there. It will happen, there is a date, Netanyahu said. His comments came a day after the Israeli military withdrew troops from areas of southern Gaza, including the city of Khan Yunis, which was left in ruins. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said the purpose of the withdrawal was to prepare for the invasion of Rafah. An Israeli assault on Rafah would incur huge civilian casualties as over 1 million Palestinians are packed into the city and many are sheltering in tents and tents on the streets. Well, yeah, the idea is fucking genocide. It makes perfect fucking sense, doesn't it? I mean, here's your goddamn easy, well, you could drop a bomb in the middle of a bunch of tents and God, how many kids could you kill? Women, just wipe them out. indiscriminately murder. The Biden administration has expressed opposition to Israel's plan to attack Rafah, but it doesn't appear to be threatening any serious consequences if it happens. Of course not, you're a fucking goddamn Israeli bitch. In response to Netanyahu's comments about a date being set, the State Department said Israel has not briefed the United States about the potential operation. What the fuck does this have to do with us? What the fuck does Israel have to do with us? Except that they've infiltrated into our fucking government. Well, not our government, into the corporate. It's hard to talk about. The United States Corporation have a hostile takeover. They have all their people in the key places. You know, the Israeli Americans, the only fucking dual citizens that can serve in the goddamn American fucking goddamn. Well, it's not a government. It's a guy. It's all gone, people. All that's left is that Bill of Rights. Tear it off the fucking Constitution. Throw that Constitution in the fucking toilet where it belongs because it's never been fucking lawful. And defend those 10 fucking articles like your life depended on, because I'm here to tell you it does. State Department spokesman Matt Miller repeated U.S. opposition to a full-scale assault on Rafah. But Netanyahu and other Israeli officials have repeatedly vowed they will go through with it and no matter what the U.S. thinks. How about we think if you do it, we fucking nuke your ass? Whoa, wait, hold it, Henry. What the fuck are that? You're anti-Semitic. The U.S. has continued to ship bombs and other weapons to support Israel's genocidal. It's not a genocidal war. It's straight up fucking genocide. A war is when there's killing back. I mean, they've claimed like 20 casualties or some kind of shit like that. And who in the hell knows if it's true? Who in the hell knows if any of the thing that comes off this motherfucking internet now is true, despite the difference of opinion of Rafah. Gaza media office said on Monday that at least 33,000. Now, you can't keep playing with this 3,000, 30,000 thing. It just can't happen. I mean, goddamn, I've seen more in this fucking kill than fucking clips coming out from fucking Gaza. 33,207 Palestinians have been killed, including 14,520 children, by Israel's onslaught since October 7th. The number is considered a low estimate. Again, let's try and make it as low as we can so we don't shine the light on those fucking monsters for what they are, huh? Let's try and just back it off for Israel. It's for Israel anyway. Since it doesn't account for the thousands who are missing and presumed dead under the rubble, murdering motherfuckers, genocidal scum. What else we got here? New body cam footage shows police officer shooting and killing a man in his own home after the officer saw the man holding a shotgun. And if you got to watch this, I mean, I'll read the story, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. This is by Colin Rugg. A 44-year-old Trinidad Ledsama was killed after police responded to a domestic dispute call. And we got to go over here. Then I'm going to explain what's wrong with this picture. 44-year-old Trinidad Ledsama was killed after police responded to a domestic dispute call. A surprise Arizona police officer entered the home after the man's presumed partner opened the door and said, "He's trying to hit me." Well, that ain't quite what happened. She opened the door and she went out the fucking door. She said, he's going to hit me. And she walked out the door. And at that point there, she was in no fucking danger. Remember that. If you get a chance to look at this fucking video. No, she was in no danger. And they went on into his fucking house without warrant. He hadn't hit her. And she said, "He's going to hit me. He's going to hit me." And the interesting part is, you know, I watched the fucking video. I watched it a few times. Is this guy's in his fucking boxers like he just climbed out of bed. And Honey Bunny, she's completely dressed. So I got to wonder what the hell they were arguing about. It would be interesting to know. This guy got out of bed for some fucking reason, and she was completely dressed, so she wasn't in bed with him. Makes a fellow wonder. He's trying to hit me. No, he's not. He's going to hit me. And then once you got behind those pigs, there was no way he was going to hit you. All threat was fucking gone. When the police turned the corner, the Dizema, I mean, that's a hard name to say, could be heard saying, don't come in, don't come in, don't come near, boss. And right at that moment, the officer then saw a black shotgun in his right hand and immediately shot and killed him. He emptied a fucking clip. And I mean, this guy's a little maniacal maniac. You can tell he's practiced 1,000 times. But this guy's shot holding a shotgun. What they mean holding a shotgun, he had it hanging down by his side. He hadn't brought it up to his shoulder. He hadn't moved. And this guy was basically shooting a fucking a target, like at the target range, a silhouette. That he knew wasn't going to shoot back. He emptied the whole fucking clip into it, slaps another clip in it, and you could tell he'd practice it a lot. He'd practice it time and time and time again. And this little motherfucker, he's a killer. And he is a killer. I mean, he was shooting at some, he was like shooting a silhouette. You can see it in the fucking video. The guy is of no fucking threat to him. He fucking kills him deader than a motherfucker, slaps another clip in him. And this guy, I'll tell you what, this fucker is going to kill again, but I know we ain't got to what the guy's mistake was. The officer claims Ledesma started moving the barrel in his direction, which is why he shot. Bullshit. Watch the fucking thing. Maricopa County Attorney, County Attorney's Office has opened an investigation into the incident, and this fucking guy will fucking walk. I'm going to tell you what the problem. I'm going to tell you where this guy made his fucking error. Now, when Mama came out, I mean, you know, like I said, the guy's standing there. When you first see him, he's standing in a pair of boxers. He just climbed out of fucking bed. She's completely fucking dressed. So again, you got to wonder what they were. What was he pissed about, or what was going on? And this guy's got a nice house. He's got a fucking side by side sitting outside, probably, you know, you. $8,000 or $10,000 toy, in a real nice house. And so these two cops come in, and he's got this guy standing, oh, maybe 20 and 25 feet away from him. They're out in the open. He supposedly has a shotgun. He has cover. All he has to take one step to his left, and he has complete cover. And fucking, you know, what the guy's problem, I'm going to tell you what the guy's problem is. He forgot the cardinal fucking rule. Guns do not make you dangerous. You make guns dangerous. If this guy would have been on his game and ready, it would have been, and because this guy mistaked this fucking shotgun, he called it, when he calls it in on the radio, he calls it in, he said the guy had an AR-15. So that leads me to believe, because of the side-by-side, I know a lot of people that buy those and stuff, and to be that close, and it was close, and mistake a fucking, it wasn't no pump shotgun, you couldn't have been mistake that, and it wasn't no fucking double-barreled shotgun, nothing like that, but I'm thinking this guy might have been a fucking Sega, because it would have had a clip hanging out. I think they have 10, even 20-round clips for those motherfuckers in their semi-automatic. Now, had this man been serious about fucking these two guys. You had two guys coming with 40 caliber Glock pistols coming at him. He's got cover to it. All he has to do is step one step to his right. He should have, you know, if you're really mean it and you're really going to use that fucking shotgun, you'd already have a bullet in the fucking chamber and you'd be ready to rock. And he could have left-hand shot. It was so fucking close. I mean, he could have just whipped around there, exposed about 3 or 4 inches of himself, and blew the first guy who got him's head off in the time that he took, saying, you don't come in, you know, whatever in the hell. And then he'd have been one guy with a fucking 40 caliber fucking Glock against a guy with the fucking, if it was a Sega, or even if it was a fucking pump shotgun, it wouldn't matter. He'd have, fuck, you're talking a shotgun against pistols at folks' range. And fucking, anyway, so if this guy would have been ready, man, he could have went around and he'd have clipped that first, he'd blow that guy's first fucking guy. The guy that killed him, he'd have blowed his head off. He's some young punk, man, got pushed, he went down too many times to play ground. He, like I said, he had practiced that move 1,000 times. But, I mean, been no problem. He had cover. He had only had exposed fucking 3 or 4 inches of himself when he blew that guy's head off. Then it would have been 140 caliber Glock facing a fucking, if it was a fucking Sega, no matter what kind of shotgun it was, that shotgun would have been back at battery. And then fucking, I think that guy, because they had no cover where they were standing out in the open, and he had cover. And there's no reason in this whole world that if the guy meant business that he couldn't have killed both of those son of a bitches, blew them right back through the door that they went through with a shotgun, with a pump shotgun. But he called it in as a fucking AR-15. I got to believe there was a clip hanging of it. And it may have been a semi-automatic. Jesus Christ Almighty, I just stepped on, boom, boom. That'd have been the end of that fucking deal. But then again, that's the end of your fucking life. And this guy just stands there with the gun hanging down by his side. He didn't understand the fucking rule. That gun does not make you dangerous. You have to make the gun dangerous. The gun ain't going to fucking do the fighting for you. And it ain't going to save your life. And a gunfight is a one-shot proposition, pun intended. And if you fuck up, you know, you're dead. But he could have got, I mean, I guarantee you, fucking, I could have got both of them with a fucking pump. Pump shotgun, easy beans, easy, easy beans. But no, this little fucker here, if he wants to, you can tell. He thinks he's the hot dog, and this guy's going to kill other people. There's no two fucking ways about it, and the guy should have fucking took him out. I mean, he or else just left the gun alone. Don't pick up a gun. My dad always said, don't even carry a gun unless you're absolutely prepared to pull it out and shoot it in just a second, just fast. You can pull it out and pull the trigger, because if you don't, an unarmed man will take it away from you and kill you with it, and that's just the fucking way things are. That's a fact. It was pathetic. I mean, if you get a chance, watch the fucking video and you'll see what I mean. Scotland police may be forced to make budget cuts to deal with authoritarian speech complaints. And we've been going over this, you know, fucking the LGBT. Somebody call me a queer. Bring this shit over here. I'll fucking yell queer faggot, fucking transvestite, pig shit eating motherfucking scum, fucking retarded, fucking goddamn pedophilic bastards all fucking day long, and you can come do something about it if you think you want to. Finding New Yorkers had enough. A group of men defends a woman who got punched by some crazy thug, and this was a fun video to watch. So if you get a chance, watch it. And this is what should have been going on all the fucking long, people. I mean, how many times have we said it? But this fucking little prick, he fucking walks up and he just, you know, they've been doing it a lot lately. Just fucking hard as they fisted this fucking woman in the face. And I mean a bunch of them. I'll tell you what, this motherfucker wasn't going to go to jail and come out the next day fucking with his finger up in the air. I don't think you can do that in a body cast, because they beat the dog shit out of this bastard. And it's good. It's time. It's time to start beating the fuck out of these punk little bitches. And that's what he is, a punk little bitch. We cannot cope. Police Scotland deluged with politicized hate crime reports. And the same shit. You know, they're going to have to take money from elsewhere to go, so they can go, because the fucking transvestite got called a fucking, somebody wouldn't let him go in the bathroom with this fucking old lady. Do that in front of me, you son of a bitch. Israelis blindfolded this man in the West Bank, forced him to run, then shot him in the back of the head. And it's just plain as fucking day. But no, they don't do things like that. God, how can you do this when they're just trying to, that's how you defend yourself, you see. You get about a block away and you blindfold the guy and tell him to start fucking walking, and then you shoot him in the back. That's self-defense. Remember that in case you get in that situation. Again, that's a video. Democrats signed World Economic Forum treaty to secretly hide insects in popular U.S. foods. What do we do about this? This is by Shauna Dell, TABA TABA AI, and the People's Voice. So you know this fucking is some heavy shit. Democrats have signed a World Economic Forum WEF treaty that will allow U.S. food companies to hide bugs and insects in popular foods without telling the public. State Democrats they're fucking you from both sides, from the left and the fucking right. And there is no left and right. There's just law or there ain't. Senate Democrats in Minnesota blocked an amendment that would have required foods containing bugs to be clearly labeled on the package. Well, if they think they're going to just, I guess you have to buy your food outside of Minnesota, just fucking flat ass boycott every fucking store in Minnesota. I mean, you can mail order fucking food. On April 4th, the Omnibus Agriculture Policy Bill, also known as SF 4225, was passed by the Minnesota Senate, according to the bill's author, Senator Eric Putman, Democrat, St. Cloud. The overwhelming majority of the bill related to policy recommendations from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. AlphaNews.org reports before the bill was passed, Senator Tory Westrum, Republican Alexandria, put forward an amendment that would require food to be properly labeled if it contains either insect products or artificial cell-cultured foods such as lab-grown meat. Now, why wouldn't they want to do that? If this is shit so fucking good and it's all right and you want to sell it, why you won't tell me what's in it? Maybe I don't want to eat bugs. I bet you couldn't sell one. I mean, it would be out of business in a week, the whole fucking operation. If they're not going to fucking brand it and you know they're fucking, you can just figure, I would just figure every fucking thing that they're trying to hand me has bugs or been artificially grown in the fucking lab and I would never fucking eat it. Speaking to this amendment, Westrum said, this just sets forth that there's bugs in your food for protein, cricket flour, whatever it is, it needs to be labeled. The consumer needs to know if your meat is cell-cultured and grown in a petri dish, you also need to know. Consumers should have that knowledge as they shop in a store. No fucking shit. I mean, point out the fucking obvious. Hey, man, if the state of Minnesota did this, it'd be mail order food or I'd be driving across the border to get my fucking food. This is bullshit. You don't have to tell me the ingredients in the motherfucker. You don't got to tell me that there's fucking bugs in it or that it was lab grown fucking abomination meat. While Putman agreed that consumers should know what they are consuming, the St. Cloud legislature opposed Westrum's amendment. In opposing the amendment, Putman described the issue as a future problem. Why a future problem, buddy? And said legislatures need to know what fiscal impact the labeling requirement will have before approving. Fiscal? You mean people won't buy the shit if they know what's in it? That's not what that fucking means? What fiscal impact the labeling requirement will have before approving it? So if they know there's fucking bugs or shit growing in a petri dish, they're not going to buy it. Well, we can't label them. We got to sneak it. No, you fucking tear down their fucking plants, rip them to the fucking ground. It's your goddamn country. They ain't going to feed us like goddamn slaves with slave fodder. Everybody wants to have consumer awareness of food that they eat, but some of us want to do it in a thoughtful way. He said, what the fuck you mean in a thoughtful way? Write down what's in there. Why don't you want to write it down? Because you won't sell one fucking goddamn bit of it. You know it. Your new industry is fucking gone. Nobody's going to eat that shit. Nobody. And you'd have to ship it over to a third world country and, you know, have them eat it and see what happens to them, I guess. But fucking, if it's labeled, I mean, I see some, it has grasshoppers in it. You think I'm going to fucking eat that? Or this was lab grown? Fuck you. Westrum has also introduced the language of the amendment as a standalone bill, which is co-sponsored by Putnam. Putnam's Agriculture Broadband and Rural Development Committee held a hearing on that bill earlier this session. One thing that came from the discussion is that currently there is only one space in the entire country that is selling cell-cultivated meat, and that was a restaurant in San Francisco that has already stopped doing it, Putman said. Wonder what the economic impact is going to fucking be, the financial impact. Money's more important than fucking people. You got to know that. Senator Nathan Wiesenberg, Republican Little Falls spoke to the importance of Westrom's amendment, saying it's imperative that these labels be on foods. The rural state senator warned that mislabeled food could cause severe consequences for those who have allergies and anaphylactic conditions. If it had a if it had peanut oil in it, now you'd have to fucking label it. If it has a goddamn grasshopper in it, oh no, we want to get people to eat grasshoppers. Senator, maybe so many people are fucking allergic to grasshoppers. Senator Jim Alber, a Republican who owns a restaurant in Anoka, called the amendment a no-brainer. Let's tell people what's in their food that some people don't even consider to be food, he said. Just because there's no money in the bill doesn't mean we can't establish a policy. Despite Republicans' efforts to pass the labeling requirements, Winston's amendment was ultimately defeated 33-34. Boy, that was close, wasn't it? However, the Senate did adopt an amendment from the Senator Rich Darahim, Republican Madison Lake, that will require the Department of Agriculture to evaluate options for labeling requirements for cell cultured meat and report back to the legislator next year. Darahim's, probably another Jew, amendment did not address insect products. My main concern was the lab-grown meat or the cell-grown meat, Darahim said. I heard a testimony from three different companies that the producing lab-grown meat, so I think it's going to be here sooner than we think. Yeah, and they don't have to tell you, and they don't have to fucking label it. So I guess you might as well start assuming it's already here. Ultimately, omnibus agriculture policy bill itself was passed by the Minnesota Senate with bipartisan support, 58 senators voting in favor, 9 senators voting against. That means a bunch of them Republicans voted for it too, don't it? Of the 9 senators who opposed the bill, 8 were Republicans and 1 was a Democrat. So there you go, people. Ready for your... Oh, God almighty, they showed a picture of it. Yeah. How fucking sickening.
The presidential collection... I mean, the election is going to be close too, Henry.
No, I know it is. It'll be 49-51. I'm sure they already have it all printed out and ready to go. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. You know, every fucking 4 years, you go back and you think of the days of Obama. I hated him. I hated George Bush. I've hated them all. But when you go back to God, those were the good old days. And it ain't getting no better, and people can't get it through their fucking head. You keep going out there and voting for these fucking criminal psychos, and all you're doing, you're not making no decisions, because they are fucking put in place by the Bilderbergs and the fucking international corporate mafia elite, and you're left fucking saying, well, I have the right to vote because I vote. No, I have the right to bitch because I didn't vote. I didn't fucking give no acquisition to this fucking treason and fucking goddamn robbery and fucking every other murder, fucking genocide, pedophilia, all of this fucking shit that you give credence to when you go out there and just fucking sign the goddamn ledger to vote. All you got to do is just fucking unregister to vote. And then you're telling him, no, well, I'm not even going to talk about this with you no fucking more. You better fucking stop it or we're going to kill you. Mark 11, Biden is evil for criticizing Israel's drone striking of WCK food aid workers. And this has a has him doing the thing. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to get a drink, and we're going to come back, and I can read it to you because it's got the words. I'll be back.
I'm traveling down the road, my first
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Don't wanna get you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can, just hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and of course, that was hard to always get some. But if you're going to get some, when you grab a hold of that fucking gun, you better remember this is a one, there's no do-overs in a gunfight. You better have your shit together because, like I said, it's a one-shot proposition. And people got to, this is twice, in a week. And we've seen, the guy that set his gun down, he wasn't there. He wasn't ready to fucking fight. So why pick up the fucking gun? If you're going to do it, man, watch an old Western and see if they don't try to get their gun out first and kill the other guy before he kills them. Or if they don't, if they got a shotgun, they don't fucking, a shotgun, they were, it was a worrisome thing back in them days. The more greener shotguns like Doc Holliday used at the OK Corral. Shotgun's a mean son of a bitch, and you have one of them Sega semi-automatics or a Browning semi-automatic or a Remington semi-automatic. Man, you can whoop some close quarters. You can't beat it. It's just all there is to it. You could have a machine gun, I guess, and try and spray and pray, but for downright fucking just blasting the fuck out of somebody, that's the tool. Yeah, come get some, but you got to go give some, too, every once in a fucking while. And it's time that we went and gave some, people. Anyway, we'll go back over here and see what else we got going. Oh, yeah, this son of a bitch. What the hell's his name? Mark Levin. Biden is evil. Yeah, he is evil, criticizing Israel drone strike on fucking food workers. And this son of a bitch, man, just listen to him. I spit in your face, Mark Levin. You're a nothing piece of son of a bitch and pig shit-eating fucking pedophilic shit. The Fox News host, Mark Levin, said Saturday on his show that President Biden is evil for criticizing Israel's decision to hunt down and kill 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers in 3 separate targeted drone strikes. And this guy just fucking, just to watch him is just unbelievable. One thought on Mark Levin's Biden is evil for criticizing Israel's drone strike. Very layered election year. Little piece. Anything Biden is now saying against Israel is so that his followers will vote for him, the anti-war candidate. They'll forget how he funded the genocide, so here we have a Trump commercial trying to sell the idea that the two candidates have different objectives. Shit, the only objective there is a contest to see who can suck the Israelis, Netanyahu's ass the hardest, and that's all there is to it. You get Trump, you get the king of the fuck. He'll tell you, he's the best fucking goddamn president that fucking Israel's ever fucking had. From the two offerings, please just pick which variety of communism you're more comfortable with. Either way, the wars and pillaging of greater Israel are raging on and coming after us all. And that's what they have in writing. But you should go listen to this, man. Listen to this son of a... you talk about someone that sat there right there, that Jew thing. We've always talked about how Jews sit there beating us. Oi, quit hoiting me. Because they're beating on your fucking ass. These fucking animals. But everybody knows they're animals now, don't we? Breaking update, shooting at Las Vegas. Well, hold still, maybe. Went somewhere. Oh. Breaking update at Las Vegas officer near casino. Shooting at Las Vegas office near casino resort killed 3, including suspect. And I think they were all lawyers, which was kind of nice. I wish they'd all shoot all themselves, would shoot each other. A shooting occurred around 10 a.m. local time at an office building near Pavilion Center Drive in Charleston in Summerlin, Las Vegas. 3 people have been killed, including the suspect. And the next one I really want to look at. According to sources who spoke to KTNV, the incident took place during a deposition at Prince Law Group, a law firm. The two victims are Las Vegas attorney Dennis Prince, yes, and his wife Ashley Prince, yes. The shooter was identified by sources familiar with the matter as Las Vegas attorney Joe Houston, according to CBS 8 News Now. The shooting happened during a deposition involving Prince's wife and her ex-husband, who the sources said was Houston's son. Houston was also representing his child at the time. Records indicate that Dylan Houston divorced from then named Ashley Houston. A few years back, Dennis Prince and Ashley Prince recently had a child. And I can see how this fucking goes. According to the outlet, the shots were fired amid the deposition, and the killer shot the two before turning the gun on himself. It took one of the fifth floor. It took place on the fifth floor of the City National Bank building, which contains the Prince Law Group offices. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police got a call right after 10 a.m. on Monday about the incident. Officers shot down the area. In response to the shooting and asked people to avoid the area. Las Vegas Metro Police Department posted at the time, "We are investigating a shooting inside a business near Pavilion Center Drive in Charleston. This is a dynamic event and multiple Las Vegas Metro Police Department agencies. Vehicles are responding. Please avoid the area. We will have more info soon." Law enforcement confirmed that there is no ongoing threat after the shooting took place. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Sheriff Kevin McKiley confirmed the number of people dead. Well, God, I wish that these would be a fucking like a epidemic of lawyers shooting lawyers. That would be the best thing that could happen around here. And then this next one, I mean, just to look at this, is another haunting thing that you know. I mean, you'll never get it out of your fucking mind. They used white phosphorus. Okay, this child, this Palestinian girl, lost her eyelids after being burned alive. And you look at this little kid, and you fucking think of them miserable, sick in the head, son of a bitches. You know, I've been I think it was last night or a day or two ago or whatever, I was watching a documentary, and it was about, you know, like the taxes, you know, the theory of the taxation without representation, they withdrew the taxes, and then they brought other draconian things in, acts in, and then they came with the coercive acts. And did you know? And the guy doing the narrative, he had the papers. Did you know that a part of the coercive acts back then from King George the Third, one of the coercive acts was that you had to pay a tax to get married. You had to pay a tax to have a child. And that same section also told the king's fucking soldiers to kill all children that were orphaned or abandoned, living on the streets, gave them authorization to murder them so that the fucking crown did not have to pay for their upbringing. So if you think King Chuck ain't fucking just as rotten as his fucking old great grandpa, well, you're fucking wrong. And he backs his fucking, I mean, he's a Jew. He backs what's been done to this God. If you look at this little girl, you just want, you fucking, you filthy son of a bitches. May you get burned like this. Sickening. The public has no idea what's coming. Things will escalate very quickly. And this is a video again. And this chick, she's in the store, and she puts her hand on the to pay. It must be a chip in her hand. "Oh, this is awesome," says she. I mean, this is the fucking reason that we have the problems we have, is because retards like this fucking bitch right here. I thought, no, that ain't awesome, bitch. That's track and trace. That's right in your fucking hand, you stupid whore. And you're done. Would you go to fucking retard school in the back of the fucking small bus, you stupid bitch? No, it's not fucking cool. And you don't get to speak for nobody but your fucking stupid ass self. You can't, yeah, you, Ukraine spares clowns from military draft, RIA.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am?
Just wanted to let you know the internet broadcast quit about 2 minutes ago.
I will take a look and see what the problem is here if I can.
Okay.
Encoding, it says it's up, but we're going to put it back up again.
All right, thank you.
All right. Tell me if I get it back up. I mean, it was saying it was up.
Okay, I just heard it yell to me across the house that it's back up.
Right now, is it? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, we got it back up. Okay, good deal.
Oh, all right, bye-bye.
Okay. All right, here we go. Wasteland Palestinians return to Kahan. Kahan Yunis find their homes and city destroyed by Israel. And it has pictures and stuff in it. Of course it was. It was flattened. And now they're going to go kill the rest of them in fucking, what is that, Rafa? By Chris Manahan, Information Liberation, Palestinians began returning to Kahan Yunis on Monday in the wake of Israel's withdrawal, only to find their homes and city destroyed by Jewish State's U.S.-backed bombing campaign. You have just backed my ass. We have nothing to do with it. It is U.S. United States Corporation. You better keep that separate from we American nationals, because we don't like being associated with those motherfuckers. They're our enemy. From AP, returning to Kahan Yunis after Israel withdrawal, find an unrecognizable city, and it shows it's just flattened. Streams of Palestinians filed into southern Gaza city of Kahan Yunis on Monday to salvage what they could from the vast destruction left in the wake of Israel's offensive, a day after the Israeli military announced it was withdrawing troops from the area. Those returning found their hometown, Gaza's second largest city, unrecognizable, with thousands of buildings destroyed or damaged. Men, women, and children went down the streets bulldozed into stretches of dirt, searching for their homes among fields of rubble and debris that were once blocks of apartments and businesses. On other blocks, buildings still stood but were gutted, shells scorched and full of holes, with partially shattered upper floors dangling off the perceptuously. The scene of destruction in Kahan Yunis underscored what has been one of the world's most destructive and lethal military assaults in recent decades, which has left vast swaths of the tiny coastal territory unavailable for the 2.3 million people. It also what is likely to happen in Gaza's southmost town of Rafah, where half of Gaza's uprooted population is now crowded if Israel goes ahead with plans to invade, which they do have plans to invade. Real soon, they're going to get right to it. These speculations that Israel's withdrawal from Kahan Yunis may mean they've winding down the war, but Israel is insisting they're just regrouping for the attack on Rafah. I believe that one. Israel has so far failed in their stated goal of eliminating Hamas, but they've made significant progress on their secret leaked plan to ethnically cleanse Gaza and push the refugees onto Europe, Canada, and Egypt. In late March, Israel admitted to the UK Telegraph that it may not be able to destroy Hamas, and revealed they plan to blame America for their own failures. Well, why not? Hell, we're down for that, people. What the hell is this? Come back and look at some more. Ukraine resorts to drafting physically mentally disabled men. a whole army of Forrest Gumps. Why not? Genocide in Gaza through the eyes of Israeli soldiers listening posts, and that's another video, and you can watch it, and they enjoy. I mean, these are some saddest motherfuckers, man. And they have no souls. They have no fucking consciences. They're some messed up son of a bitches, man. And then this one here, climate cultists blocked the wrong driver, and this guy gets out and throws him out of the way and runs a one over one of them. What I was trying to do. You tried blocking my right to free travel. There's going to be trouble. Jews dancing for their puppet Trump. We've seen that. Let's go back and look at something else then. Why not? Ukraine spares clowns for military draft while they're drafting the retarded people. Okay. This is by RT. The government in Kiev has designated several circus troops as enterprises of critical importance whose employees will be exempt from mobilization, two lawmakers confirmed on Monday. Last week, President Volodymyr Zelensky enacted changes to the draft, allowing the army to conscript 25-year-olds and abolishing several categories of exemptions from military service. However, certain state employees can still avoid the draft if their work is considered critical, in quotation. The traveling circus of Ukraine and five other troops have been designated as critically important enterprises for the functioning of the economy and ensuring the livelihoods of the population during a special period. Verkhovna Rada member Yaroslav Zelenskyska wrote in his telegram channel. I had to learn to speak that language. This circuit designation was confirmed by another MP, Alex Goncharenko, who said that this did not come as a surprise since the mobilization and exemption procedures have turned into a circus long ago. According to Goncharenko, the list of strategically important enterprises whose employees are thereby exempt from the draft does not include the defense industry, but does apply to producers at paint and plaster, video game publishers, and even companies that breed camels. Zelensky quipped that those must be special combat camels. Otherwise, he was at a total loss to explain why they might be exempt. In addition to lowering the mobilization age, Zelensky reforms envision creating an electronic database of eligible conscripts. The way Ukraine won't be able to avoid call-up papers as many have been doing, another amendment has abolished a range of medical disabilities, disqualifying one from military service, requiring certain disease sufferers to face a medical commission again. Ukraine has had to rely on forced conscription to replenish its frontline units due to a shortage of volunteers and high number of battlefield casualties. Last week, the Russian Defense Ministry estimated that Kiev had lost over 80,000 troops over the past 2 months. And you put, you know, like this shit going on in Ukraine, the shit that's going on in Gaza, and the fucking kill shots. And I mean, in the 20th century, I mean, they killed, 240 million people. I guarantee you they've already blown that figure out of the fucking water. And I mean, it's by fucking assholes calling themselves governments. I mean, it's all corporations now, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, they're not even making no bones about it, but completely disgusting, and I've had enough of it for today. I have to excuse me. I'm feeling top of the dollar right now, but we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, remember that the the fucking British were the one, they actually in those, what the hell were the coercive acts, said that the soldiers could kill little orphan children so that the crown didn't have to pay for their upbringing. I mean, we're not going being reset into a fucking futuristic kind of fucking shit. This is going backwards into the Middle Ages. Everything they do becomes more barbaric, like the killings in Gaza. I mean, the genocide with the needles and the fucking kill shot. I mean, that's more 21st century fucking murder in it. And it certainly killed more people than the barbarians. But I mean, just the barbarity, like that little girl that's been burned by the phosphorus and all the shit we look at, and we just accept it. We're becoming goddamn acclimated to it. And I don't want to live in the Middle Ages, and I don't want my children living in the Middle Ages. I don't want my grandchildren living in the Middle Ages. And I don't want my line wiped out. So sooner or fucking later, we got to get together on them fucking 10 articles, people, and we got to start enforcing the goddamn law. I mean, it's become so blatant every fucking day. I mean, how many violations, I mean, speculate how many violations there are of the fucking highest law in this fucking land, the unalienable law. Can't be changed. The fucking absolute highest law in this land. And how many violations are there per fucking day? And just, oh, fucking well, we did it and got away with it. And if they keep doing it and getting away with it, they're going to just think, well, we can just do some fucking more until you, it's like the bully taking your fucking lunch money on the playground. Until you punch the motherfucker in the nose, he's going to come and take it every day. Then they'll have you bringing more fucking money to him. Just think about it. This has to fucking stop, people. And we're the only ones that can fucking do it. And we have the means. All we need is the goddamn courage and the goddamn backbone to fucking stand up and say, no, you're fucking not. You try it, you die. And if I die killing you, I die killing you. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's a word from the trenches.